President Bush is in New York today. More than 160 world leaders are gathered there for a summit at the United Nations. The president addressed the UN General Assembly earlier. Joining me now to talk about his speech is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. He joins me on the line from New York. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
The president started his speech by thanking the international community for its response to Hurricane Katrina, and I've got a clip here. Let's listen to it.
To every nation, every province, and every community across the world that is standing with the American people in this hour of need, I offer the thanks of my nation. Your response, like the response to last year's tsunami, has shown once again that the world is more compassionate and hopeful when we act together.
That was President Bush. And Don, for the past few days, the president has been dealing with foreign policy issues, Iraq among them. Today, he turned back to Katrina.
That's right. And it is an example of how just that huge story, a domestic story in the U.S., overshadows everything. And he did have to come to the U.N. to focus on foreign policy for these couple of days. But the White House also saw it as a very important opportunity to really thank the world for stepping up and offering all kinds of contributions, from personnel to doctors to equipment to military, to assist in the relief effort along the Gulf Coast. So fitting that he opened with it today, since it is the thing that people are still talking about everywhere.
The president did, though, return to a subject that he has spoken of often, terrorism around the world. And here's another clip of what he said.
Sometimes our security will require confronting threats directly. And so a great coalition of nations has come together to fight the terrorists across the world. We've worked together to help break up terrorist networks that cross borders.
And Don, did the president go on to speak about how difficult the mission has become, most particularly in Iraq?
He did not specifically. And again, he was talking about Iraq there in that clip, but somewhat generically, putting it in that broader context of fighting global terrorism. And he has delivered very forceful speeches about Iraq here at the UN before, most notably when the U.S. was really making the case for war. But this time he focused on the need to continue the mission. He used very familiar language about the impact a democratic and free Iraq will have on the entire Middle East. At one point, he described it as, and this is a quote, an exciting opportunity for all of us in this chamber. That's the end of the quote. So again, talking about the difficulty, not directly focusing on the positive in Iraq.
Tell us about the tone of the president's speech today before the UN.
It was pretty low-key. In the past, he has almost come and kind of scolded the UN when he was pushing for resolutions on Iraq. This time, perhaps a product of his falling approval ratings or lack of support, falling support even in the U.S. for the war, that he felt he couldn't come here and take that tone.
Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne speaking from New York.